Hello, everyone. Tracy here, your resident business rebel, and you're listening to Cocktails, Coffee, and Conversations podcast, the show that lets true stories and insider secrets of digital entrepreneur life unfold. Our business world is growing, and as an online business coach and digital product creator, I believe you didn't become an entrepreneur to grin and bear your way through business. So I'll be your guide as we drop in on coaching calls, have intimate sit-downs with online personalities you love, and discuss ideas, opportunities, and strategies circulating our online world. So pop in your earbuds, tap follow, and join me as I demystify this thing called business. Hello, hello, and welcome to Cocktails, Coffee, and Conversation. Tracy here, and today, well, I'm going to actively encourage you to show the how in your sales messaging. Whew! How many times have you been told to not do that or people won't buy? Well, I will counter ask with how many of you have been stuck trying to get something started and felt defeated before you even began? You see, I'm not talking about the how that's discussed in that crappy advice, only give people a taste, but don't give them too much or they won't buy, scarcity-filled BS, which, yeah, you can obviously tell I have a strong opinion on. No, I'm talking about the kind of how that gives them an understanding of what your solution looks like in their daily life. Yeah. Connecting the dots for what your solution does and how it works for them to feel a gap in their life. You have to remember that people are trying to live their dream and reach a goal they've laid out in their mind that you have picked up on in your marketing and your sales messaging, and that's what's brought you together. So they're trying to obtain a desire to get somewhere or get away from somewhere, and they're looking to hire your service, your digital products, your coaching to make it happen. But what often takes place in content and in sales copy is people go on and on about what someone should do, but never connect how it becomes a reality in their life. You know, I mean, you have a dream, a goal, even an imagined future reality laid out, and you're committed. I mean, you're in this. You even know what you should do because there's a ton of advice in our world, even if it is in listicle form. But the actual doing, the how-to, the where to start, it's somehow elusive. And often there's too many options. There's too many opinions out there, which makes it overwhelming. And, you know, you're sat there wondering, well, which is right? And can I even bother? You're very well aware of where you are and where you'd like to be, but somehow completing the action to get from one place to the other, well, it doesn't quite connect. Let's take healthy living as an example. You want energy. You want to be less caffeine dependent. You want to feel strong and confident and know you're doing right by your body. And you know exercise and eating whole foods and quality sleep, that those are the big three. So you make a plan for each, for exercise, strength, and cardio, right? With the quantity and the duration. For whole foods, it's grocery lists and time for meal prepping. And sleep, it's blue blockers on in the afternoon and a cool dark room and an oasis for a bed. And you might even think, maybe it's best to start with only one of these at a time and change in increments so it's not a total interruption that is doomed to fail. But then you catch yourself one Tuesday, pacing between your pantry and your fridge, grabbing what's at hand before rushing out the door for errands after spending 10 hours straight working on a project. And you think back on your day and go, wait, how was today supposed to have been healthy? Where was that good quality food? And where was that movement built into my day? Well, who am I kidding? This was just a typical Tuesday. You know what to do, but the how to make it work for your life, it doesn't fit. Yeah? Because they're very different. Think about it as a difference between theory and practicum. What you're supposed to do versus how it looks in your daily life. But the how, and I keep using that word, but let's reframe it. Let's reframe it to the reality of doing, yeah? That's the connection that's often missing from your messaging and from your buyer's mind. We get stuck in our own minutiae, in our daily lives, and in the little bits and the big bits that beg for our attention. This is a big piece that is often overlooked when you sell your digital product, your coaching, your services. It's thinking about the what and the reality of doing from the perspective of the potential buyer. So if we go back to that food example, one could tell them to have good quality food and movement every day, but miss talking about the realities of a busy schedule or other demands on their time or other people requiring their attention, and solely focusing on how great it will be to implement the quality of food and movement to achieve their dream. Buy my thing and I'll show you how. Only for people to do so and find the way you tell them to implement is unrealistic for their individual situation. Oh, how often has that happened with you? So in your messaging, whether it's your content, but especially in your sales copy, you have to help people understand how once they have your offer, it can work for them. Or so they know the way you guide people won't be the right fit. Yeah, that's just as important. That's a quality repel or attract. Connecting what it is they want with what it is you are providing. Yeah. How does one give them the other? Connecting those dots so they believe that yours is the best solution for their dream. So let's take one part of this healthy living advice example, okay? Say you're someone who teaches people about meal prepping. Well, that's a concept that it's been around for some time, and there's a variety of options and tools to use, free and paid. They've heard to make a bunch of stuff ahead of time, so it's easier in the moment to eat well. But the emotional reality of the moment often makes pre-prepping, or more likely using what was pre-prepped, not a long-lasting possibility. It's something they tried once, and they might have really liked it, but they don't follow through with it after 3 or 4 days or on week 2 because they've gotten bored, or they found out that they went out a lot more than they realized and the food's gone off, or they found that they overdid it the first time. So their experimentation is telling them that they don't have the time, the energy, the drive to actually do what is necessary to match the how-to advice with their current reality. And all of these obstacles, all these reasons for them to stop are part of that how, the reality of doing, the practical nature of them trying to apply a theory. They're trying to fit a solution into their life. And they will keep trying new and different solutions until they find one that sticks, including giving up. So your job is to tell them how you teach, how, like for you, it could be bit by bit, or helping them to evaluate the true nature of time and the true nature of their schedule so they don't make too much, so they don't do too much, so they have just enough snack food, just enough meals, just enough prepped in the fridge to not get bored. And how to make adjustments that fit their life and their family in this example, right? And how to introduce this process into their life instead of going all out and it being too much too quick. So they understand the basic foods they need to prep in order to make a bunch of meals instead of one giant meal they have to part out or scarf down and get sick of after day 3. You're telling them all of this during your sales messaging and during those launch events where they're getting to see what it's like to work with you. They have that glimpse of reality of bringing you into their life so they can see it's actually possible to get their dream and that you're the right system, you're the right human to do that, okay? This is how you make lasting fans. This is how people have their, oh, wow, and those aha moments. And that's how people are ready to buy on day one, to stick with you, to implement, and to rave about you, okay? It's not about hyping them up full of what and why and leaving them to find out the realities of doing only after they've fallen into urgency traps and bought. It's about them feeling like with you by their side, what they want is finally possible and achievable in a sustainable way that gives them hope and excitement and sets them up for success. I hope this gives you some new ideas for your next launch and feels a bit freeing as you play with the ideas of what all you can demonstrate and show people who would love to be with you in your programs. Because I can tell you from years of experience that loyal clients don't come from holding back the how. The real secret is them thinking, oh, now what? And wanting you by their side as they discover it. Yeah. So as always, I would love to know your thoughts and how this lands for you. And until next time, be well and have some fun.